Hi, I'm Terry van Staden from Analysys Mason's Operator Business Services program. And in this podcast, I'm going to go through six ways in which operators can improve their approach to SMEs based on our recent case studies report. Many operators, and particularly incumbents, have been reporting flat or declining business revenue even before the COVID-19 crisis. As a result, they'll explore new opportunities in the SME segment. Operators are finding innovative ways of approaching SMEs to increase their revenue and to avoid competing on price alone, which could further erode value for some operators. Some of these approaches are based on improving connectivity services to increase ARPU, using customer service and SLAs, or by using unified communications to integrate fixed and mobile services. However, more commonly, operators are expanding into new product areas such as office applications, cloud storage, and security, and are using these services to augment the value of their connectivity packages. These products may become more important than ever for businesses as ways of working change following the COVID-19 pandemic. These new approaches may be effective at increasing revenue from SMEs, but expanding into new areas requires operators to commit and invest. Operators have numerous ways of improving their approach to SMEs. Adding new products gives operators the opportunity to generate incremental revenue through a wider range of services, but changes to support and sales processes are a key determinant of operator success. Operators should consider implementing initiatives in all three areas: product, sales, and support. Firstly, taking a look at products. Operators should use unified communications to drive fixed mobile bundling. TDC Denmark uses UC to combine its fixed, mobile, and ICT services for SMEs. It sells the whole package for a single fee, rather than selling the services separately for an additional cost. It may be easier for operators to sell a single integrated product for a fixed price than a range of add-on solutions, each with an additional cost. Secondly, operators should use ICT services to augment the value of their premium converged packages. Deutsche Telekom uses dedicated support, discounts, and value-added ICT services to drive the sale of its fixed mobile and ICT bundle for SMEs, Magenta Business. The operator offers Microsoft 365 and antivirus for no extra cost in some cases in order to augment the value of Magenta Business. Spark New Zealand includes a free 3-month subscription to accounting software, as well as a setup consultation in its premium packages. Operators may have more to gain from using ICT services to upsell premium or converged packages than from the incremental revenue generated by the ICT services themselves. Moving on to support initiatives. Operators should use premium customer service and SLAs to increase ARPU for SME broadband. Telia Sweden uses guaranteed download and upload speeds, guaranteed repair times, business traffic prioritization, wireless failover, and portals to make its premium packages attractive to SMEs. Such an approach helps operators to avoid competing solely on price and capitalizes on the SMEs who are willing to pay more for support. The incremental revenue gain can be significant, even if this number of SMEs is small. For example, Telia's Broadband Plus package retails for around double the price of a comparable starter package. Operators should also tie incentives to customer satisfaction. Operators' success in the ICT market will largely be determined by customer satisfaction with their core connectivity services. Customers that are satisfied with their core connectivity products will be much better prospects for operators to cross-sell ICT services to. UK-based Gamma structures its incentives with a significant weight on customer satisfaction for both direct and indirect sales channels, and uses quarterly surveys to track and measure customer satisfaction via NPS. Spark New Zealand uses similar initiatives, but measures NPS across both sales and support processes to gain a wider view of customer satisfaction, which means that it can more easily isolate and address any issues, helping to improve customer satisfaction. In terms of sales initiatives, operators should shift from a pure volume-based sales model to a more value-based approach. ICT services for SMEs are generally of lower value than connectivity services, which means that they have limited significance in a pure volume-based incentive model. We estimate that operators currently generate only around 6% of their SME revenue from ICT services worldwide. Operators will therefore need to ensure that direct and indirect salespeople are thoroughly incentivized to sell ICT services in order to drive their take-up, which requires a rebalancing of focus from traditional connectivity services into new areas such as UC and ICT. Operators should also invest in salespeople and indirect sales channels. Many operators are attempting to use online marketplaces to sell ICT and telecom services to SMEs in order to improve the efficiency and margins of sales. However, more personal involvement is needed to sell ICT services to SMEs. Personal sales and support is a key enabler of operator success in this market. The majority of operators' success in driving the take-up of their SME ICT services will come through small, local ICT resellers. Swisscom has a nationwide network of around 4,000 partners for sales, installation, and support. And these partners are generally SMEs' first point of contact. Swisscom also has a network of 40 SME centers at which SMEs can book appointments with small business professional advisors. Other operators will need to invest in similar assets to be successful. There is no single correct approach to SMEs. The case studies explored in our report show that there are many ways which operators can capitalize on the revenue opportunity in the SME segment. Different approaches will appeal to different types of operator, and exploring new approaches carries risk. Challenger operators with a relatively low market share may be able to increase their revenue through price competition alone, at least in the short term, and may see little need to take on additional risk. Other operators may need to explore new opportunities, but they should ensure that their initiatives receive the necessary investment and that changes are made to product, sales, and support processes. The approaches are also not necessarily complementary. Operators will only explore a few of these initiatives and will invest to varying degrees. For example, Swisscom has far greater ambitions in ICT services than most operators, and it has invested accordingly to support a large ICT portfolio for SMEs. Most other operators will probably only explore basic SME ICT services and will use these services to differentiate and augment their premium connectivity packages. If you have any more questions on these approaches, please refer to the original article or the case studies report.